Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. Today, we're talking about something simple but incredible, powerful habits. Let's get into it. We've all been there before, thinking of things that we need to shake up, switch up. We often think that a changed life requires a massive, dramatic leap. But the truth is, it's the tiny daily shifts that create the biggest impact. Think of it like a ripple effect, a small change in one area of your life that can create a powerful wave that affects everything else. So let's talk about the five habits you can start today to begin that ripple effect and see some self-improvement in your life. So one of the biggest things for me is my morning routine, that 5-minute morning reset. I know when we wake up, our mind is thinking about a million things that we want to accomplish for the day, but you have to look at it with simplicity. The 5-minute morning reset. The problem, we often wake up and immediately grab our phones, letting the world's chaos dictate our day before it even begins. The habit is just for 5 minutes after you wake up, do something intentional for yourself. Gratitude, positive affirmations, and don't touch your phone. Instead, I love this. This is my favorite thing to do. Sit in silence, stretch, drink a glass of water, or simply list 3 things you're grateful for. I call that the morning gratitude challenge. So keep in mind, just for 5 minutes, whatever you need to do to focus slowly of clearing your mind and giving yourself that sense of clarity. That is just the 5-minute morning reset that I love. It's so impactful and it has a great impact on my day because this habit puts you in control of your day and it's calm, it's soothing to your mind, and it set that positive tone and remind you that your well-being comes first. So tomorrow morning, I want you to try that 5-minute morning reset and don't start the day off with your smartphone. Start the day off with just breathing, meditation, positive affirmations, gratitude journal, whatever that looks like, and see how that anchors your day, that morning routine. I do this every morning. Sometimes I switch up the 5 minutes. Some mornings I'm doing, you know, meditation, breathing technique. Sometimes I'm doing manifestation, speaking that positivity into my life, you know, just starting that day off, or just gratitude. And you will be surprised at how soothing and calming that is. Like, sometimes it's better than coffee or a latte. I know I'm pushing it with that, but try that and see, you know, how much that keeps you anchored. Now that you've conquered that morning routine, let's talk about the next step. The next thing you can do, and this is sort of like in the middle of your day, this deals with getting active. So the next habit that you can do to take control of your day is the 15-minute movement break. Here's the thing. We spend too much time sitting, which drains our energy and make us feel sluggish. So if you're sitting down a lot throughout the day, stand up, go for a walk, get that circulation going. I know when I'm active and I have movement, it really gets my energy flowing and it really gives me the feels of that positive energy and vibration. So what you can do is schedule a 15-minute break in your day to get up and move around. This isn't a full workout. It's just simply a walk around the block, a quick stretch, or dancing to your favorite song on Apple Music or whatever that looks like for you. But you have to, you know, get this habit going so that you can boost your energy, improve your focus, and remind your body that it's meant to move. You need movement. It's a simple act of self-care that it really does play a huge part and just how your day is flowing. So if you're sitting so much and you don't have that energy in circulation, it really keeps your energy levels low or stiff. So moving around, getting that energy going, it resets your energy level and, you know, just get you pumped up with that positivity because you have that circulation. So that is the 15-minute movement break. So try that in the middle of your day. So we got the morning, the 5-minute morning reset. We got our 15-minute break for walk and activity in the midday. So let's go ahead and get into the next big thing that you can do. And this one, it may be a little tricky. So the fourth thing you can do, which is a really great habit, I try to practice this a lot. This is the no complaining challenge. So let me say that again for the people in the back. This is the no complaining challenge. I don't know about you, but the day can be filled with so many ups and downs and twists and turns. And I mean, being negative and complaining, where is that going to get you? You want to focus on being solution oriented. So you're not putting your energy into complaining. So this habit is the no complaining challenge, because simply negative self-talk and complaining about our circumstances, that can create a self-fulfilling prophecy of negativity, and you don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Don't do it. Don't do it. So for one day, just one day, we're only asking one day, commit to not complaining, not even to yourself. When a negative thought or complaint arises, I want you to rephrase it as a positive observation or a lesson. And we get into that with a lot of positive affirmations and, you know, reframing your thoughts. If you need additional resources on that, I have a book about reframing your thoughts that is available on Barnes & Noble. Get your copy for the additional resources. But this habit is so critical. It's really surprisingly, it could be difficult, but it's life-changing. This is one of the biggest life-changing habits, and it rewires your brain to look for solutions and positivity instead of problems. It shifts your entire mindset from victim to creator, because we are the author of our thoughts. We are the architect of our thoughts. So just try it. The no complaining challenge. It is a game changer, and it could change your life when you stop that negative self-talk and complaining and get into some more positivity and creativity and being solution oriented. So whenever you're having a bad day, just know that that's temporary and try to redirect those thoughts to something more positive. So I've given you the top four. I know we're working with a lot. So here is the fifth habit, and all of these habits, I practice them daily. So I practice what I preach, and I'm going to give it to you. And I hope you take these in. The fifth habit that can change your life, that is the nightly brain dump. This is so critical. We all take in a lot of information throughout the day. We go to bed with our minds racing 1,000 miles per hour. Replaying the day's events and worrying about tomorrow. So before you go to sleep, write down everything that's on your mind, list your worries and your to-dos for the next day, and anything else that's taking up mental space. So it's so good to get this all out and just brain dump before bed. It's such a great exercise. And the reason being, before you go to sleep, you just pretty much get it all out. Clear out that mental space. And what it does is it just acts as a clearing path of your mind, and it allows you to get a more restful, just restoring your night's sleep, and it puts your thoughts on paper so you don't have to carry them into your dreams, and you can have a very relaxing bedtime peaceful sleep. So I'm all about that, And understand that these five habits that can change your life, you don't have to try to adopt all five at once, but I do encourage you to try that in one of your days and see how much of an impact it can have and how lighter and how calm and how vibrant you'll be. But pick just one in the beginning and practice it consistently for a week. And be patient with yourself, because habits, they take time to form and they take time to break. So be kind to yourself. If you miss a day, just get back on track the next day. Don't be so hard on yourself. And remember, consistency is key over intensity. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Consistency is key over intensity. A small, consistent action is far more powerful than a huge one-time effort. So take it in and apply these best practices for habits that can change your life. You won't regret it. You'll only feel more calmer. You'll only feel more vibrant, alert, and most importantly, more productive. I don't know about you, but anything that could help me be more productive and actually enhance my life, I'm all for it. These five habits can make such a huge difference in your life, but I want to be very real. I want to be very transparent. Change doesn't happen overnight, but it always begins with a simple choice. The choice is to think differently, act differently, and create routines that support the person you want to become. So you may not be where you want to be at the moment. That's why you're implementing these five habits that are game changers. Most people underestimate how powerful small, consistent habits can be. A single shift, like waking up earlier, practicing gratitude, or committing to daily movement, may seem simple in the moment, but when repeated over time, these small actions can reshape the entire course of your life. So this episode today is about five habits that have the power to create a lasting change in your life. They aren't complicated and they don't require perfection. Instead, they ask for consistency, awareness, and a willingness to grow. Each habit is rooted in timeless principles, focus, discipline, self-awareness, and resilience, but it is designed to fit into the busy lives of the modern lives we live today. So the truth is, success and fulfillment aren't usually the results of one big breakthrough. They're built quietly in the background by the habits we practice daily. So these five habits could help you transform your life and become the foundation of our mindsets, our relationships, our health, and our ability to thrive in the face of challenges. So I just want us to explore those five key habits that can transform your outlook, sharpen your focus, strengthen your confidence, and bring you closer to the life you imagined for yourself. So take that in. It's all about understanding these habits so that you can have the tools to make them a natural part of your everyday life. So know that the journey to a better you does not start next year or next month or even tomorrow. It starts right now with the decision to embrace just one good habit, or five, that could change everything. So understand that it's all about consistency and being intentional. So when you start your day, whether that's the 5-minute reset or that's the 15-minute break to re-energize, or simply clearing your brain at night, or simply the no complaining rule, whatever that looks like for you, only you know what you can, you know, add on as an enhancement to your day. But overall, the goal is to just foster positivity and things that can enhance your daily routine so that you can be the better you. So if you don't get anything or any takeaways from these podcasts, I just want you to have this message that there is power of being consistent and how those small habits really shape your long-term success and how you approach this. It's all about your mindset. It's all about how you wake up, how you see your day, journaling, movement, reflection, positive affirmations, gratitude. I love that. Understand the science behind gratitude and how it impacts your happiness and shifting your mindset so that you could, you know, have that level of abundance and prioritize your health. There's definitely a strong connection between the body and mind and performance, and know that just being intentionally and focused and being present in the moment, whether that's through meditation, breathing, focused on your work sessions, and building focus and mindfulness into your daily life. So I hope you got some really great nuggets and takeaways on just fostering these five habits that could change your life. I hope you're feeling excited and just overall understanding the end goal, which is the power of small steps. So by now, you've seen how these five simple habits, starting your morning with intention, practicing gratitude, prioritizing your health, and just committing to lifelong learning and living with focus and mindfulness, that can create a ripple effect across every part of your life. None of these habits require perfection, and none demand that you change everything overnight. That's not what we're doing here. Instead, they are asking for one thing only, and that is consistency. The truth is, transformation doesn't happen in a single moment of inspiration. It happens in the quiet, daily choices you make. Every time you write down what you're grateful for, your, you know, gratitude journals, move your body, open a book, or pause to breathe, or refocus your intent. You're sending a powerful message to yourself. I am becoming the person I want to be. When practicing this over time, these five habits become more than action. They become a part of your identity. They shape your mindset, your energy, your relationships, and the opportunities that open up for you. And the best part is, you don't have to wait to see the results. Even the smallest step towards these habits begin to create change today. So as you close out listening to this podcast, I just want to leave you with a challenge. Choose one habit that we discuss from the game-changing habits and start right now. Don't wait until tomorrow or next week. The life you want is built in the present through the actions you take today. So remember, your future is not defined by chance, it's defined by choice. And the choices you make to nurture these five habits can truly change your life. So your journey starts here today. So it's all about you. It's all in your hands. Take that first step. Get out of your comfort zone. Switch it up and gradually take those baby steps to implement these new lifelong habits. You won't regret it. You'll only be more polished. You'll only be more focused. You'll only be more productive. So what are you waiting on? Choose a habit and get started today. And all of these habits that I've gone over in this episode, I practiced them daily, and I practiced them piece by piece, and it took time, to be very honest, for me to incorporate them all at one time and be consistent, because like I said, it's all about consistency. But once you take that initiative and be intentional with your time and your thought process and gradually implement them, they become a habit, which becomes your reality, which comes a part of who you are, and that itself is very transformational in the process of changing your life and creating those new habits that are going to better you as a person, being whole and complete, and, you know, just being on top of your game with all of the things that you're taking on in life. We're all busy. We all have things that we're working on, but we want to gradually implement these habits that can improve our time, improve our thought process, and just overall make us better. I don't know about you, but I love to just improve and step my game up and be on top of my game. So I encourage you to take on these habits. Choose one and be consistent and gradually implement and work in others as you can. It's definitely worth it. Remember, beautiful souls, your life is a direct result of your habits. So by changing your daily actions, you can change your entire reality. Start today. You've got this. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey. Until next time, keep shining brightly. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.